All right, Audie, help me out here. Name a city, 5 letters long, famous for its Cuban sandwiches.
Miami.
Actually incorrect, according to the New York Times.
What?
The answer in Sunday's New York Times crossword puzzle was Tampa.
Okay, that's an unlikely place to revive an age-old debate. The two cities have a long-standing beef about whose Cuban sandwiches are better.
Beef.
Miami's version includes the following.
Cuban bread, ham, pork, sweet cheese, couple pickles, mustard, and that's it.
That's Ricardo Morales of Old's Havana Cuban Bar and Cocina in Miami. Tampa's version has one more ingredient.
Genoa salami that's got peppercorns in it.
Andrea Gonsmart owns the Columbia Restaurant in the Ybor City neighborhood of Tampa.
Tampa, and Ybor City in particular, has been making Cuban sandwiches long before Miami even existed.
Well, Cuban sandwiches became popular in Tampa in the mid-1800s after the tobacco industry moved there from Key West. The factory's immigrant workers demanded a quick, affordable lunch.
The ham represented the Spaniards, the pork represented the Cubans, the salami represented the Italians, mustard and the pickles were represented the Germans. So it's a representation of Ybor City.
History does not sway Team Miami.
It's not a traditional Cuban sandwich.
And Morales has a message for people like Gonsmart.
You can come and try our sandwich. All the people come in and say that our sandwich is the best.
I would never in a million years buy a Cuban sandwich in Miami. I feel very strongly about this.
As for that crossword puzzle, the clue about Tampa was ironically a last-minute addition.
The puzzle had already been edited, typeset, sent to the test solvers, and I found we had repeated a word in the grant. It had both tin and tin foils, which is a no-no. So we rejiggered the upper left corner of the grid, and Tampa appeared.
That familiar voice, of course, is Will Shortz of the New York Times, also puzzle master for NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday.
I'm staying neutral.
And city pride aside, the Cuban is, after all, just a sandwich.
I think it's mostly all in fun. At the end of the day, if you can't have a good laugh about it, then you don't have a personality.